KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
When we come out of breaks, you always hear me thanking our sponsors, even when we have a commercial right before the break, like we do with Dave and Holly Slade. We do really appreciate Dave and Holly Slade, Indigo Mortgage, and our friends at Bosque Home Services. Holly and Dave Slade and their whole team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade & Associates, doing business by the book. 342-8100, or you can reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. The person with the greatest smile on the planet, Ethel Maharg, Right to Life Committee of New Mexico, is in studio. And Ethel, we're going to start right away by asking you about how the gala turned out.
Oh, my goodness. It was just incredible. It was such a spirit of a joy. People were so happy about it, and I think people were happy to get together for once in a really long time, get dressed up and go. But I'm still getting reports constantly about the speaker and the impact that she had on them. Mm-hmm. And it was an incredible event.
Well, talk about Patricia Sandoval. She has an interesting background. Mm-hmm. I just wrote down a couple things, but I understand she had multiple abortions.
Yes, she had three abortions, and then she went to work for Planned Parenthood on top of that. Wow. And she talked about how one abortion, what it caused, and then it began, you know, immediately, she knew immediately something had happened in her life. And then after that abortion, then she had the second. And then she also said that it's common. She knew people, women that had had up to 25. It was just incredible. And she talked about how, what the impact of that abortion did and the road that it took her down, and, which ended up being on the street, on drugs, addicted.
So really she would go to the extent to say that there was some mental illness that maybe her guilt caused in her life.
Yes, she did. And she saw even her boyfriend when she had the third abortion, because he went with her. And she said he didn't want the abortion, but he went with her. Mm-hmm. And she said he sat there with her, and she said her face was wet because of his tears just falling on her. And so just seeing that. So she really gave a perspective, not just the woman, but the man and what happened, and then also just having worked in Planned Parenthood and what she saw. And she said it just a horrible, events and things that took place there. So
I have heard some of our politicians in New Mexico say things like, those right to lifers are always on everybody's case and so judgmental. Mm-hmm. And I want to say right here on the radio, there is no judgment.
No, no.
You are loving women, no matter what decision they've made.
No matter what.
They could have had an abortion yesterday, or they might be planning today.
Right.
And they go to one of your compadres at CareNet or one of the other pregnancy centers, and they're just going to give them information, and whatever their decision is, they're still going to love them. Why don't people realize that that's not what the abortionists are doing? They're not loving you.
No, they're not. They're not. And I'd heard another testimony by another speaker talking about when she went in for her abortion, that they treated her really nice, and they said, oh, you're going to be fine, and telling him how wonderful her life is going to be after. But then when she gave them the money, that immediately they turned. And they said, you're not going to get a refund. So she said, don't you dare think you're take this back. So immediately, once they get their cash, they all of a sudden the tone changes for them. And then they begin more pressure.
This is way off script, but of course you're making a lot of money when you stop an abortion, right?
Oh, gosh, millions. We don't make any. we don't.
And people don't understand the money equation, do they, Ethel?
No, they don't. They don't. Planned Parenthood brought in $1.6 billion last year. And, I mean, they're a multi-billion dollar company.
But that's, of course, for parental planning, right?
Oh, well, of course. I mean, they are known as Planned Parenthood, but there is nothing further from the truth. They never plan for you to be parents. And if you listen to Patricia's very raw testimony. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to scare anybody, but what she talked about was the condoms that they gave her, the birth control that they gave her, were of the lowest quality. She went to investigate. She says, because they knew, because this is part of their plan. And this is goes along with Carol Everett, another person who had been part of the abortion mill, if you will, at one point. But she said their goal was to have a young girl get pregnant and abort 3 to 5 times. Why was that? Carol was due to become a millionaire because she went into the abortion business for that purpose because she knew there was money in it. Abortions range from anywhere from, say, $500 for the early trimesters all the way up to, and we know this because I know the young girl, to $18,000 is what they quoted her for a late-term abortion.
And, of course, the Planned Parenthood will also claim that they are not receiving government funding. But in fact, it's all being paid for through Medicare or Medicaid.
Government funding, exactly. Yeah. Yes. And the crazy thing about this is they are, especially during the pandemic, you know, Texas doesn't do abortion, right? They were trucking people in here from other states that do not allow abortion, like, say, Louisiana. They're bringing them here. And what they tell them there is if they don't have the money, that's okay. We'll qualify you for Medicaid on our dime in New Mexico. We're paying for the nation's abortions.
With all of the social justice, mm-hmm. civil rights issues going on in the last year and a half, is there a class of human life that is expendable, like the preborn or the disabled or the elderly? Are they just expendable?
No, Jim, none are expendable. You know, people would say, well, my baby might be handicapped. And I always used to point to the story, I loved it, about the young girl that was a surfer. And I think the name of her book or story is called Soul Surfer. Mm. But she had a shark actually attacked her.
Bit her arm off.
And so I asked, well, shouldn't we just get rid of her now? Because now she's less valuable, right? I mean, but she didn't. She went on to win competitions. She became a mom. You know, she got married, became a mom. You know, your life is worth protecting because God says it is. You know, to God, every life is precious. And so we need to defend life.
Couple quotes I'll give you. So the Ministry of Johnny and Friends, who mm-hmm. you're familiar with, yes. have been on the show, and I got a couple quotes from them, but one of them that sticks in my mind is that ministry is not ministry until a disabled person is doing the ministry. So they're taking somebody that is in a wheelchair and may have had a self-perception even of themselves that God can't do anything with them. And after the encouragement of that ministry, they now realize, man, God can do amazing things with me. It doesn't matter if I'm in a wheelchair or not.
Yeah. And it really doesn't matter. You know, to God, he sees you whole. Anyway, it doesn't really matter to him. He loves you no matter what condition you're in.
And he's going to use the gentleman that we're just in, Next Step Ministries. Mm-hmm. They're taking men out of prison. Mm-hmm. They're taking men that have been on the street homeless, people that have been addicted but have made a commitment to Christ. And then they're walking with them through life.
Yes.
And they're doing well.
Yeah, absolutely. All they need is somebody to say, you know what, you're loved. You're important. You're important to God. And so, you know, and you can do this. I think that's the other thing is what Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry is, they disempower women. They say, you can't do this. You'll never be able to do that with a child. Well, what we do is we say, yes, you can. You can do anything that you want to do. You know, in fact, oftentimes that child is the reason that women push on, that they go on to succeed and succeed in their goals because they know they have somebody that's depending on them. Mm. And so they work even harder. And so they succeed even more.
Amen. I think I've told you this. I have three daughters. I have two sons, three daughters. I used to be condescending toward my daughters and say things to them like, you throw like a girl. So my daughters will respond, having both the mother and father that they have. My daughters would respond, sorry, Dad, I won't throw it so hard next time. But the reason I bring that up is because you are really showing women that having a child is a blessing. I have to paraphrase, yeah. But you told us last time, the pregnancy may have been unexpected.
Yeah.
By the person having the baby or that's pregnant.
Yes.
But that's not unexpected by God.
No, he knew. He says, I have plans for you. The 65 million children lost to abortion, God had plans for them. Hmm. He had plans for them, and we did away with them.
Yeah. How has killing a child become women's health care, in quotes?
That's propaganda by those who want their money or whatever it is that they're doing. You know, they have, it's just like I spoke at the gala. It is wordsmithing. It's messaging. It's to get women on their side. And, if you have the opportunity, I'm just going to throw a plug in here. We just watched the movie Roe versus Wade with John Voight. Oh my goodness. Even more exposure of what they did and how they did it to bring that to light. And lies upon lies. You know, at the gala I spoke that we had had, when I was at the gallery, I mean, I was at Santa Fe all the time during, especially 19, this year we couldn't, but, so you would see a lot of things take place and I'm listening in the gallery or the bills and they're talking about, well, abortion's not healthcare, you know, the pro-life people's. The next day they had t-shirts that said life, I mean, abortion is healthcare, and they would have it on the front, on the back it would say, and healthcare isn't illegal. It's immediate messaging. They knew that that would strike a chord with people. So they immediately began to seek to change that message so that it would resonate with people. And then this thing about your rights. Oh, you have all these rights. And what sounds, it makes us sound so powerful. Mm. Yeah, those rights lead you down a really bad path.
The gala here was a week ago. And is that video available for people to watch? Mm-hmm. How can people see it?
They can go to our website, rtlnm.org, and they can see it on, there's two. There, you can either go to Rumble, which is less censored. Mm-hmm. Okay. rtlnm.org. And so you will see two versions. Well, it's the same exact video, just on different platforms.
Okay.
And so that you can choose one.
Well, and I know that it's powerful because I watched it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I had intended to attend the event, wasn't able to do that with a last-minute family issue, but I understand it was really a blessing. I had your friend Steve McKee texting me. Yeah, it's going great, and this and that, and you were supposed to be my date tonight, he said. I didn't show up. So, you know, I am going to get a hard time no matter what.
Yeah.
Aren't I, Ethel? Yeah. Hey, we're going to be back with Ethel Maharg. She is the executive director of the Right to Life Committee of New Mexico. And we're going to talk about some of the things, the headway they're making and the battle for life. There's a lot of good things happening. So we'll be right back. I hope you'll stay with us.
Going to church is a great way to learn about God, but what if you want to learn more? What if you want to go deeper? Calvary College offers classes in biblical studies, classes like Theopoetics, the life and lessons of C.S. Lewis. Learn more about God and the Bible on your schedule. Take evening classes on campus or online. An education from Calvary College will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Apply now at calvaryabq.college. That's calvaryabq.college.
Who comes to mind when you think of great godly women? Probably Jesus' mother Mary. Maybe Ruth, the unlikely ancestor of Christ. But what about you? Here's New York Times bestselling author Eric Metaxas.
Clearly, if God created us male and female in his image, it's leaning into who we are as women, if we're women, that is going to show God's greatness.
Discover how the lives of some of the greatest women in history can show you the path to true greatness in your own life as a woman made in God's image. That's what you'll find in this month's inspiring resource by Eric Metaxas.
Every one of the seven women, I think you see a different side of femininity.
Seven Women is our thank you for your gift of $35 or more today to help connect more people to God's Word. And right now, we'll also send you a special bonus resource, Pastor Skip's six-message CD collection on prominent women from Scripture. Visit connectwithskip.com/offer to give online securely or call 800-922-1888.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Ethel Maharg is the executive director of the Right to Life Committee of New Mexico. Now, Ethel, don't be mad at me, but you're not the tallest person, but you're in a fight for life.
I am.
If you say fight for life, I'm thinking about all these people geared up in military garb and all of this, but you're fighting them
in high heels.
In high heels. and but you have the power of the Holy Spirit behind you.
Yeah, amen.
Are you making some headway?
Oh, yeah, we are. You know, I think the greatest thing is, and I don't know why I feel like this, I just feel a sense of, and I made everybody say, we're winning. I believe we are. And I really believe it's because finally, and this is one of the saddest things, is that the cry of the blood of 65 million children has reached the ears of God. And he said, enough. We're done. And so and for me, the bills that just passed, I was disappointed, not surprised, but disappointed. But by the same token, I thought they just poked the bear. And so I thought they just poked the wrong bear. And so we've determined that we're going to save lives regardless. We don't care what the bills are. We don't care that they say, well, now we have permission. No. We are going to still save lives. And so
Yeah, and I want you to talk about what you've brought me, a couple things today that I'm going to put in my yard. Tell us everybody about this.
Okay, well, and I want everybody to have one, so please call and get one, because I don't want them in my office. I want them in your yards.
Tell them how to get in touch with
you. Yes, they can call Right to Life at 881-4563. And all they have to do is call. And we'll see, you know, if somebody's there, whatever, we'll get you a sign. And what this is just like we know how important messaging is. And the reason I say that is because I've watched them. I've watched them for years. I see what they do and the message, just like I told you about those t-shirts, instantly. They didn't want the public to hear about what had been said about that it's not healthcare. So I've watched them and I began to look. I thought, why is our message not received? And so I really was praying. I thought, Lord, what is it? And so he showed me this, a little sign I already had in my yard from the San Juan County. And it says, my favorite, right, is life. And I thought, that is it. We've been focusing on the wrong thing. You know, we have to fight abortion, infanticide, you know, assisted suicide and euthanasia, but we had to do it in a smarter way because we've been constantly saying about, you know, abortion and assisted suicide. We need to focus on life. If we want to win on life, that's what we have to focus on. So we decided we're going to do this campaign. It's called My Favorite Right is Life. And we have hundreds of signs, yard signs at our office. They're both in English and in Spanish. And come and take one, please. You know, they're free for you. If you want to make a donation, great. But if not, we want the signs out. We also have a billboard campaign. And we have donors already ready to give to our billboard campaign because we're going to have signs up and down the highways that say, my favorite right is life. And they're going to be happy. Happy signs. And because we want people to be looking at life in a different way. Because we've been looking at the struggle instead of how good life is and how good God is. And God is the author of life. And it should be a happy thing.
Ethel, you've got a baby that is in its 8th month.
Mm-hmm.
In the womb with the mom. That baby is viable anytime.
Absolutely.
It could be born.
Yes.
Why does the party that espouses equality for all and equal rights and all of these things not think that baby has rights?
Oh, you know.
The right to life.
Yeah, yeah. I think they do know. And I think that's why they're so offended when they got like Senator can't think of his name right now, but they're so offended by that baby, the sight of that baby, because they know the reality of it. And so come on, they're not ignorant people. Many of them are well educated, and they know that baby is a baby. It's not a fetus. It's not the product of conception. All these other lies, all these other messages that they put out there, they know it's a baby, and they know that what they're doing is, well, it's legal, but it's totally immoral. It is, it's the taking, it's the murder of an innocent human being.
You know, I'm thinking about a national television show like a Good Morning America. Mm-hmm. And if a Christian was on that show and they just happened to label someone else on that show as a product of conception,
they
would never hear the end of it, would they?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't.
I mean, for not recognizing that personhood of that individual that you called that. Yet when it comes to a baby, They won't defend the rights of the weakest person, the weakest population. They can't defend themselves.
No.
You can't hear them scream.
No.
You're defending that life, and that's very courageous. Again, I'm thinking next time you need to come in here in military garb, and we need to have a AK-47. Now, and I know that's not your heart. Your heart is to love people. Your heart is for God to change their hearts. So you're just sharing the truth with them.
Right. Absolutely. Every now and then I want to take off my heel and smack somebody.
Oh, yeah. Well.
But, you know, but ultimately, yeah, we continue to pray because we know that it is God who's going to change this through his people. And he uses us to do that. So, yeah.
I need you to define a couple things for us because we all hear this. We've heard that New Mexico is the late-term abortion capital of the world. What is late-term abortion specifically?
Late-term is the last 3 months, and we allow abortion here up to the day of delivery. The woman could be in labor, change her mind. Instead of giving birth, she can have an abortion instead.
Does the child feel pain when that happens?
Well, of course. They inject a lethal dose of a digoxin, and that is meant to induce a heart attack in the child. And that, in fact, that lethal dose is not allowed for animals because they say that it is cruel and unusual punishment because it could take up to 24 or 48 hours for the baby to die or the animal to die. So they do not allow it for animals, but they do allow it for babies.
What is infanticide?
Infanticide is when a baby has already broken, has come here, is alive, has made it. Even maybe even survived abortion. So, and there are many abortion survivors.
And it is legal just to let that baby die on a table by himself?
No, it really isn't. Mm. But doesn't mean that they're not doing it.
Mm. That's tragic. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, when you start talking about defending other life and people that can't defend themselves, mm-hmm. we have to go to our elderly. There are people where they want to go all the way to euthanasia and just what do you call it? Medical suicide?
Assisted suicide? Yeah. Physician-assisted suicide.
And that was just recently passed and made legal in the state of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And they called it the end-of-life options. They make it, again, sound so wonderful. You saw the slide I put up, and it's like the sign is like, oh, you deserve to have all these end-of-life options. It just sounds so wonderful that you can remain in control. But there really is, for many of those, I've heard many documentaries about what happened, and these people did not want to die, but they were pressured. And what they do is they tell the older person who's sick, and or maybe at the end of life, say, you don't want to be a burden to your family, do you? And so they pressure them. Just like abortion, they pressure them to die as well. But here we just, the governor just signed the bill for assisted suicide. Now they don't call it that. Oh, that sounds too ugly. Okay. So they called it the Elizabeth Whitefield, End of Options Act, right? So, because the other would have seen people in New Mexico, we love that line. Yeah. In New Mexico, we love life. And so, that's too harsh.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I'm asking is there appears to be, according to the CDC's numbers, there appears to be a decrease in abortion each of the last 5 or 6 years. And you had the gentleman from Southern New Mexico who works with one of your Right to Life organizations actually talk about an abortion clinic at the Gale that's closing. So tell us about him. Tell us about some of the organizations you're working with.
Well, we work with Southwest Women's Options is the abortion clinic. This is Southwest Coalition for Life with Mark Cavalier in Southern New Mexico and then across the border. And they have closed down 3 abortion clinics, and they've done it through prayer. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've done countless 40 Days for Life prayer because they have proven that when there's a presence outside, people praying, just peacefully praying, 75% no-show rate. So it dries up the well for them then, so when people aren't showing up for their abortions. And then we also, of course, work with, I love my friends at CareNet, CareNet Project Defending Life, love those people there, the pregnancy centers, because they just truly love women to life.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate again. Let's say that you are a woman that is considering terminating a pregnancy. Mm-hmm. You're not minimizing the trauma that some people feel. I mean, if you're 15 years old and you're pregnant, you are probably terrified.
Right.
What do you do with somebody to calm them and to get them to understand that life is not over?
Yeah.
In fact, God's going to bless you.
Yeah. We just actually talk about the fears. Let's see, what is that greatest fear? Let's talk about that. Because pregnancy comes, we used to call it the pregnancy tornado. And so we just used to work to calm the storm because there's such fear. And I think I've told you this before, even in people that want to have children, all of a sudden they become like, oh my gosh, am I going to be a good parent? Do I have enough money? You know, oh my, and so many, many fears come just with that. Well, imagine if you're in a circumstance that's totally, you know, it wasn't planned. The fear is there, fear of other people, fear what your parents would say, 15 years old, fear if the boyfriend's going to, what he's going to say, your friends, all these other things. So we just work to calm the storm, find out what the biggest concern is, and then help them through that. And then, of course, we say, you can. You can do this. And, you know, God has plans for that baby. Mm-hmm. And in the pregnancy centers, they do share the Lord. So yeah. That's the greatest thing there.
Ethel, our listeners are fired up. They want to help you. They can call you and get a My Favorite Right is Life's Yard Sign.
Yes.
How do they get that from you?
They just call 881-4563. And we'd be glad they can just come on over and pick up a sign. We'll give you the stakes to put it in your yard and just let's start a fire.
And you are a 501c3 organization, nonprofit. You don't receive government funding, so you need our listeners to come alongside you and help you with financial donations as well.
Yes, absolutely. I want to say, do not let that keep you from a sign, please. And we have them in English and Spanish, and this one in Spanish says, mi derecho favorito es el derecho de la vida. So please come get your signs. We want them all over Albuquerque and all of New Mexico, because we've already got them going throughout the state. We're going to win this. And it's because of what people are looking at. I mean, what does the Bible say? Write the vision plainly that people will see. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing. We're casting a vision that people will see.
In addition to talking to, call us regular people, you're also talking with people that are wanting to be in leadership. Mm-hmm. How about the mayoral candidates and the Congressional District 1 candidates for Congress?
Right.
Are you going to be endorsing candidates and that type of thing?
Well, the national, we cannot endorse a national, but we have, we do know that Senator Morse is a Congressional District 1 candidate. But we have in the past endorsed him because we know of his voting record. Yeah. He's pro-life to the core.
And you can look at that in the legislative, NMLIGS, or LEGS.gov.
Right.
And you can see the voting record of all the candidates that have been serving in the state. Ethel, it always goes too fast, so that just means I have to get you back on.
I'd be glad to.
I appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.